It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
Let's do a bit of this game. Fun fact. Every Friday morning, we like to send you off to work with some fun and interesting facts that you can use to impress your workmates who aren't your real mates, but it is important they think you're smart, because then when an opportunity comes up in the workplace, for example, a pay rise or a promotion, they'll say, hey, give it to Gary or Karen. They're obviously very smart. They're obviously full of fun and interesting facts, and I just fluffed it at the end.
No, you didn't. No one would notice. Only you would notice. It was a little bit of an S. You were great.
Okay, thanks, mate. Nah. Not my finest work, but that's okay. I'm full of fun facts, though. It's a bumper edition of fun facts today.
I can tell you're full.
Long weekend, that's right.
Oh, long weekend fun fact edition. Oh, God, I have to be so careful then.
They're not long weekend. They're not like public holiday fun facts.
No,
it's just there's extra fun facts.
Nice.
Okay. Did you know that in the event of an apocalypse, about 200 humans would need to survive for the species to be able to repopulate?
Can we have some more? I feel like more the cousins with cousins. Some people are like, first cousins is fine.
That's the gene pool.
Yeah.
200 should be enough.
Nah, I don't think so.
Apparently, zombies would likely develop high cholesterol issues with an all-brains diet.
This is a very random apocalyptic style of Fun Fact Friday, but I'm loving it.
Okay, we're moving away. We're going back in history now. The Roman Emperor, I didn't have a go at this before. Elagabalus, let's go with that. Yeah. Elagabalus invented a whoopee cushion, which he then used at dinner parties. And I'm sure everybody loved him for that.
How fun is a whoopee cushion? Can we be real right now? It's always a good time.
Yeah, definitely. Now, this one, I've got to get a little bit of audio for this one for you, because apparently British people spend about £200 million a year doing this.
The words are
feeding the birds.
Yes.
And you listen.
Probably should have gone with this one. That would have been quicker.
Everybody. I hear that note.
You do. You nailed that, mate.
No,
I just thought I crowbarred that into our
everyone's favourite Mary Poppins song. That's a great fact.
How about this? There's a library in Portugal, the Mafra Palace Library. They have a problem. They've got 14th to 19th century leather-bound books, and insects try and eat them. So every night they've got an army of bats that they let out in the library, and the bats fly around eating the bugs.
I saw a massive bat out the front here on the way to work.
Yeah.
That's two bat stories in one day.
Heading to Eastern Beach. Sound of your stomach rumbling is not necessarily because you're hungry. It's not even your stomach. It's your small intestine going into clean mode, cleaning itself after digesting food. So doing that like the oven does with the laser.
What oven? Do you have one of those ovens?
No, I don't.
Oh, my God.
I've not done that well.
The money.
In 2014, a rockfish at Vancouver Aquarium underwent surgery to replace a missing eye because its tank mates were bullying it for only having one. So they were like, this is not going to end well, so let's get him out. We'll pop a little... diamante in there or something, some sort of bling.
Oh.
And finally, let's wrap it up with this one. This is good news for everybody, and I think this is the one I want you to take away, particularly into a long weekend.
Yep.
There's no such thing as a chemical that makes your pee visible in swimming pools. So pee away, my friends. Pee with confidence. And pee with reckless abandon.
Oh, big fours are going to be real upset with you.
They cannot catch you.
Tom and Loggy.
Tom and Loggy's podcast. K-Rock 955.
Brand new tune that we're spinning. We're loving it at the moment, by a guy called Tom Grennan. He's coming to us live from the UK now on K-Rock. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
We're good, thanks.
We're tops.
Mate. We are great. We are just coming out the back end of lockdown. What are things like for you over in the UK with COVID?
I feel like everything's going back to like normal. We can go out to like the pub, we can go out for dinner, and I think we can have like 30 people in the back garden.
Okay.
But apart from that, like we're not allowed like live shows or anything like that, which is a pain in the bum, but hopefully soon enough we can get back to doing live shows and get back to like proper normality. But where we are right now, I'm happy because people are smiling and And it's we've actually got sun at the moment. It's like 27 degrees in England right
Whoa.
Now. So that's hot.
Wow.
I'm in a vest and shorts.
Sexy. Yeah. Mate, it must be pretty cool, though, with everyone getting back into the streets of London to see you up with Calvin Harris everywhere for By Your Side. Loving this song. You love a silk shirt. He loves a silk shirt. Is that how you two got together?
Yeah, do you know what? He does love a silk shirt, and so do I. But no, he actually messaged me on Instagram, and I was on the toilet at the time when he messaged me, and I was like going through my Instagram, and I was like, oh my gosh, Calvin Harris. So I ended up going to the toilet again after like seeing his messages. and we just spoke, and he was like, I've got this song, I'd really love you to do it. So he sent me like the track, and then we wrote it together, and then it's out in the world. It was such a quick turnaround, and again, it's a summer banger, and everybody needs that right now, I feel like, and it just feels like a festival. It feels like a good time. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's awesome. So, I mean, that's not the first song that you featured on, though. You, back about 5 years ago, were on a huge track with Chase and Status, and that really kind of broke you through. But going back like another 5 years before that, some people might not know that you were on track to be a professional footballer.
I don't know about a professional footballer, but I was pretty good at football. Like, I played for a few teams, and that was my dream at the time, for sure. But like I say, I didn't get any better. I hit my prime at like 15, 16, and then I fell off.
Okay.
Alcohol and girls got involved, and I was like, you know what, I like that more.
You can do that and sing at the same time. We have an artist in Australia, and his name's Daryl Braithwaite. I don't know if you've ever heard of him.
I haven't, but I'll check him out.
Oh, nah, I'm sure that you would have. In a pub somewhere in London. Tom doesn't reckon that it'd be played anywhere in London, but there are so many Aussies over there.
He's got a song called Horses, which I'll play a little bit of for you now, right? Hang on.
All right.
Right, so that's from the early 90s, and it's one of the greatest Australian songs of all time. He's like a legend in Aussie music. So he popped back up last year with a brand new song that was written originally for Pink, and she didn't pick it up, and somehow it fell to him, and we're like, oh, my God, he's back with new music, right? So we'll just have a quick listen to the start of your song, Little Bit of Love, first. Let's check that one out. I've been holding on to pieces, swimming in the deep end, trying to find my way back to you, cause I'm needing a little bit of love. Right, so you're obviously very familiar with it, but that's for the people playing at home. Just have a little listen to the hook from Daryl Braithwaite's love songs and see if you notice anything familiar. I've been riding love songs since we broke up. Guess that it's a losing game. Oh, is that?
Oh, God. You hit the alarm.
Siren went off.
I'm actually driving through London right now, so there's sirens everywhere. But I actually listened to it. I'm going to be ringing my lawyer now, man.
Yeah.
Somehow he has gone into the past.
And found
he's gone into your brain and released that. And then, he's taken it as his own.
Look it up.
He's definitely heard it on the radio and taken it.
Yeah.
But you know what? Fair play to him. If it works, then it works. You know what I mean? Well, I'll just be looking for my 5%.
Yeah, that's it, mate.
When you see him telling that Tom Grennan wants 5%.
Well, it's Braithwaite, Braithc. You can find him and get your lawyers onto him. Mate, look, it's been great chatting to you this morning. Loving what you're doing, the solo stuff, and also with Calvin Harris. We're very excited to spin that as well. And we'll hopefully catch up with you. Hopefully you can get to Australia sometime in the not-too-distant future.
Yes, please come.
Yes, I'll be there very, very soon. As soon as, like, Boris Johnson pulls his finger out, we can do it.
Yeah.
All right, mate, we'll have a kick of the football.
100%. Aussie rules, yeah?
Yeah,
I'm ready
for
a bit of Aussie rules.
Yeah, 100%. All right, Tom Grennan, thanks so much for your time.
Take it easy. Have a good one. Thank you so much for the support. Miss the show. Here are the best
bits of Tom and Logan. Tom and Logan. On K-Rock. So this happened yesterday and kind of the day before.
Okay.
Right. So Indy's been crooked this week. We've been stuck inside. It's been, the weather's been awful. It's been just been a rough week, So my mum over in Adelaide goes, oh, what I'll do is I'll get you a little care package and I'll.
She's so beautiful,
isn't
your mum.
Yeah. So she's, and she says, so that's that jumper that I was wearing yesterday,
She sent that down just cause. Just put a smile on your doll.
Yeah.
Man, Anna's best.
Right, so she sent that for me. She sent Kalia a 90, and she sent Indy some, like, sticker books and some little chocolate treats.
Yeah.
Some little freckles kind of thing, mini freckles.
Yeah.
Which is, and Indy calls them her lucky treats because whenever we give them to her, oh, lucky girl, there you go. So, oh, lucky treat.
My lucky treats.
So Mum sent that. Wait, so yesterday was Thursday. Mum sent that Tuesday.
Yeah.
Right, from Adelaide.
Yeah.
Express.
Yeah, that's good.
Right? So, and you can track it, obviously.
Yeah.
And so on Wednesday afternoon, when about lunchtime, when she messaged me and said, has it arrived yet? I'm at work. I don't have my tracking thing.
Yeah.
Can you have a look? And I had a look and it wasn't there. And she said, oh, well, I guess it's usually there by now. Maybe it won't be until Thursday.
Mm.
And, you know, we've kind of gotten used to things taking a little bit longer to arrive over the last 12 to 18 months. But really, this year it's been pretty fine.
Yep.
So she finally got home on Wednesday night and checked her tracking for this package. I live 350 metres. I checked on Google Maps.
Yeah.
350 metres walk from the post office.
Oh, yeah.
The overnight, the express post package was registered there at 8:38 a.m. That arriving at that time was apparently too late for it to be delivered that day.
That doesn't make any sense.
8:38 a.m. It was scanned in at the post office.
So what is it, like a 7 a.m. cutoff or something? Surely not. But
this is what I'm bringing to the table.
Businesses do that whole, hey, order before 12 and get it delivered today or whatever.
Yeah.
So surely the post office has to be doing something.
I'm 100%. Now, I have this love-hate relationship with Australia Post because, I mean, posties are hardworking people and they deserve to, you know, be treated with respect and, you know, they do a wonderful job and perform a wonderful service. But 8:38? Are you freaking kidding me?
So what's up with that? So you didn't get it until the next day and then what time did you get it?
And so the full next day, the next morning, like late morning.
Yeah.
So is the guy rocked up and going, well, 8:30 is the cutoff. Oh, there's a big truck coming with packages, but nah, I'm not waiting around 8 minutes. I'm going to go.
I wonder if every post office is different too.
Mm.
Like whether because it's a post office that might be smaller or bigger or whatever. I wonder if they have different rules.
I know we've got an ex-postie that listens. So if he's listening, I've forgotten your name, sorry, but call us 5232955. Because the last time I had a question like this, he called and explained it to us. But doesn't that seem a bit rich?
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, look, I don't understand the rules and regs, but yeah, it sounds a bit hectic.
Could have been worse. Could have not got my package at all, but I got it, so that's the main thing. Tom and Long, K-Rock.